This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is outrageous.
Crossover dribble, chest pass to Heald. He's open for three. Bang! Bobby Love!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
No! God, please, no!
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three!
No! No!
Earlier on the show, actors Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer. Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Coming up, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. I can confirm. It is me. Hey, still looking the same, honestly, than I did an hour or two.
I see you.
I didn't age at all.
No?
No.
No, great.
It's just been 3 minutes.
Great job.
Hey, I'm a fine wine. You know what I mean?
Hey, no.
Wouldn't that and be another thing, Vonnegut.
Yeah, thank you. God, I love that drop from Back to School. I don't know why that makes me laugh every time. First 2 hours, great. Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated just joined us to talk about the latest in the NBA playoffs and everything going on around the association. Hour one, Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson together. That was a blast as well. Joining us now is one of our favorites, not just saying that because he's listening to my introduction, but it's the truth. He's Kevin O'Connell. He's the reigning coach of the year of the National Football League, zooming in from Minnesota. Good to see you, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rich. I wish I could have the blinds open or up behind me because it is a beautiful day in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
You know what? I'm an indoors person these days. I don't even know what it looks like outside anymore, man. You know what I mean? I just work in and keep going. But wouldn't that be weird if I used your time to bitch about my life, Kevin? That would just be a weird choice of my minutes with you, don't you think?
Just know I'm here for you. I'm always just a quick phone caller in this case, a Zoom away.
You're the man. So what is it like to be in a draft with so few draft choices? Were you just like binging shows or anything like that? What were you doing sometimes during this draft, Kevin?
Well, it was actually good because I could, you know, clean up some install tapes for the spring. And,
spring install cleaning. I had no idea.
You know, we can do a complete playbook revamp.
Right.
Change things just for the sake of changing them. All kinds of time on our hands. No, it was good. I probably watched the draft from the perspective of observation mode a little bit more than, you know, active participant for some of those clusters of picks in between ours. But no, it allowed us to kind of really laser our focus and really identify some guys that if they were there, we were going to be very excited to get them. And that's kind of how our draft went with these 5 selections in addition to trading for Sam Howell.
How hot was the phone lines when you're on the clock 24th overall, Kevin, before you went ahead and stuck and picked?
Yeah, I think Kwesi was doing a great job, and Rob and our folks in there kind of we kind of knew we'd be right in the mix there of potentially a team either, you know, wanting to come up and maybe select a quarterback, maybe another position. But we also knew we had kind of identified some players in a cluster there at certain spots that if one of those guys were there, it was going to take a certain amount of capital via the trade to even be thinking about moving. We fielded some calls. We had some conversations and some good dialogue and ultimately decided to pull the card and draft Donovan Jackson. And he was one of those players that we kind of went into it hoping he would be there and really see a role and a fit for him on our team that we're really excited about.
Well, after your team played its last game of last season, 9 sacks given up or taken in that game, Kevin, you said we just have to solidify the interior of our line. And you went and shopping at the free agent store in Indianapolis for a couple of interior linemen, then drafted first round an interior lineman. So, I mean, check the box, right? Check that box.
Well, I think it's something that, you know, you really look at the way our league is, and it just seems like team after team are being built. Not only along the line of scrimmage, but in the interior of their O-line and D-lines and the teams that you tend to run into later on in the seasons into the playoffs, they're going to have a real focal point of trying to affect the quarterback. And we feel we have and still feel really great about Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill. Now, what I should have said in the moment, in the emotions of losing a game like that, is – I thought our team battled to overcome losing one of the best left tackles in football for the better part of 10 games there. You know, having no Christian Darrisaw, you know, had an impact on all of us. But Cam Robinson comes in and you know, is able to kind of hold it down. We win 9 games. We kind of maybe didn't always see exactly what was going on because the results were coming and Sam was making plays and we were able to move the football, score points and do the things required to win. But when I really took a step back and looked at it, have we really put the emphasis on matching how we want to play, how we want to impact helping the quarterback from a standpoint of all downs and all situations? Have we really invested in those interior spots? And I think we've had some good players inside there, but we really wanted to go identify guys that were fits with how we want to play, from Will Fries to Ryan Kelly to Donovan Jackson, and we still have Blake Brendel coming back, who got his first exposure to really starting a lot of games last year as well. But it'll be a welcome sight to get Christian Darrisaw back. He's having a great offseason. And I think Brian O'Neill had one of his best seasons as a pro over on the right side. So a lot to be excited about with the Vikings offensive line, but we got to make it come to life, and just got on the grass this week for the first time, and we're pretty dang excited about it.
And that's the way I'm going to turn to your quarterback, since obviously that's a focus of so many in this league, and me in particular, because I love J.J. McCarthy. You know that. I say it to you every single time I see you, whether it's through a Zoom screen or in person. What's he looking like, your 2 cents, Kevin, right now on the grass?
Yeah, he's having a great start to his offseason program. I just the journey he's been on from the moment that really before the injury, this guy comes in here, you know, incredible amount of energy and excitement for him coming here last year. And he was getting better every single day. The growth from day one of rookie minicamp this time last year, coming up this weekend last year, all the way through. You know, his first performance in the preseason game, his growth in practice, playing against a really good defense every day. There was a lot to be excited about. As Sam was having a great camp, so was JJ, and that was a really good thing for the Minnesota Vikings at the time. He has the injury, Rich, as you know. Nobody was more crushed about that than me, you know, probably second to JJ. And he really had to deal with what that was like to have the game taken away. I've got to focus solely on my rehab. I want to be out there with my guys. There's nothing I love more. And he had to really laser his focus and center on, you know, getting healthy. And he did that. He's able to attack the offseason once the season kind of ended and really be in this building every day. He's bigger. He's stronger. I can see it in his arm. I can see it in his movements. I can see just the ownership of playing quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. He gained a lot from last year, albeit not how we all drew it up. But he's already showing early on here. Today was our 3rd day of phase 2 on the grass. But I think all his teammates feel it. I know the coaches do, myself included. Now can we just build and build and build and progress towards when we get our first competitive opportunity come training camp?
And that's the word, competitive opportunity. Sam Howell acquired you and the Seahawks essentially swapped Sam's. They signed yours, you acquired theirs. Is Sam Howell in competition with J.J. McCarthy for this gig, Kevin?
Well, here's what I would say, Rich, is, you know, right now the rules prohibit even Minnesota Vikings defensive players from lining up across from Minnesota Vikings offensive players.
Right.
We would be imagining one heck of an opponent if we said it was us coaches standing out there as a defense or some of the other offensive players forming a defense. That's not what this time of year is about. This is the learning, the teaching phase. So much growth and development can happen during this time when there's really no negative outcomes. There's no plays that don't go your way and have a real impact on the team. They're all just learning moments right now, but there's going to come a time where that changes, and it's going to come very rapidly and quickly here, Rich. JJ is going to be in a great position to assume and ascend in our organization. But right now we really don't have any feelings on competition as much as we've got an obligation as coaches to put our players in position to attack that competition phase. Sam will be a part of it, but we've got to get Sam ready to play. We've got to get Brett Rippon ready to play. Brought in a really intriguing, undrafted guy from the University of Minnesota, and Max Brosmer, who will arrive this weekend. So excited about our quarterback room. And now it's our job to go coach them and hopefully have them playing the best possible ball that they can play.
So then let me take this swing at what you said a couple of minutes ago about how J.J. McCarthy is owning being a quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, if not the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if that's exactly what you said, but I kind of picked up the spirit of it. How's that looking? How's it manifesting itself? You're standing
well,
there.
Well, let's just, I know everybody is wildly concerned about these reps on air. Let me put you at peace, Rich.
Sure.
When he is taking snaps, he's taking plenty of snaps from Ryan Kelly, who happens to be a 10-year starting offensive center in this league. So that is, take that for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. I don't think Vikings fans or, any wildly successful nationally renowned broadcasters like yourself should be worried about the amount of reps JJ is going to get with the ones. We're going to have them ready to go. And by owning playing quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, that's footwork, that's rhythm, that's timing, that's running the huddle, that's running the show, that's cadence, that's identifying defensive structures that he's got to be responsible for getting us into the right plays. He's owning it, Rich.
Okay. Since you are a keen observer of a franchise talent, I appreciate you using the word wildly in conjunction with successful when you refer to me, Kevin. Thank you for that. Really,
you're very welcome.
I picked up on that. Very good. And speaking of evaluation, I don't know if, did you see Justin Jefferson's attire for the Met Gala, Kevin? Have you seen this?
I may or may not have already texted him and asked him because I've never seen him wear the same thing twice.
Yes.
So I figured that's just going to find a nice place in his closet. I said, when can I borrow the fit? Is what I asked him. And I'm a little taller than Justin, so hopefully we can take some of the air out of that thing. I like a little bit more of a slim fit, but apparently that's not in anymore. We got to catch up with the times.
Well,
what a group right there. What a good-looking group right there.
I agree. It does appear, though, you are taller than him, but it does appear that there's room, that we don't have to let anything out. And again, your evaluation here, we were wondering who would be faster in a 40-yard dash, me in my dress suit or Justin even in that suit. If I ask Justin, and I will, this is going to happen, that he participates in my St. Jude charity run next year where I'm in my suit, he's in that suit. Handicap it for me. What do you think? Would he even be faster than me in that suit? Kevin, what do you think?
Well, I can confirm he would be faster, but I will say this to you with 100% certainty.
Yes.
I think you would look better. I would almost guarantee nothing against what my guy wore, and I want to borrow the fit just for the sheer entertainment, maybe in a team meeting coming up here, coming to a theater near you. But what I would say is I've seen you, the
Thank
silhouette
you.
Of you running
Thank you.
Is right off to the side right there. And I've always just admired your ability to have swagger, style,
Thank you.
And your form has gotten so much better too. So Justin better be on his game. He better be running. But that, I do imagine that parachute like suit that he was wearing would at least make it competitive. It would absolutely be competitive.
That's impressive. Honestly, he's as we all know. What's the name of the plays you call for him? The freak plays or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. We changed all those names, though, during the draft because we had so much time. Okay. So.
Touche, man. Touche. Yeah, I'm just thinking you're sitting there just staring at the walls. No, but I mean, at some point, though, during the draft, you must have been like, you know, man, we're just waiting for something to happen, you know, for you guys to get on the clock again. But congrats on everything going on with you, brother. Congrats on your contract and your long roadway there and everything that's happening. I appreciate the time, as always.
Yeah, always enjoy it. Huge fan of yours, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, pal. Right back at you. That's Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, getting ready to borrow the fit from Justin Jefferson.
He should rock that the first day of training camp.
Oh, my God. Just come out.
Yeah, all the teams in there. Here comes coach in Justin's suit.
That'd be great. It's coming out.
Going out, coach.
And then he'll just go, what?
And not even acknowledge it.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, what? What do you mean? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back with more right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Just listen when I'm talking about Mother's Day gifts. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But it means the world of difference, because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Q.
here is the connection.
Yes, Bob.
Between me and J.B. Smoove. It involves the cult classic Pootie Tang. J.B. Smoove is in Pootie Tang.
Yes.
And it goes without saying that without me, Pootie Tang is nothing.
There's not. You put the Tang in Pootie Tang.
I did.
I bet.
I did, just like the astronauts.
Hey, what's going on?
J.B. J.B. Smoove.
Hey, I'm back there.
You're my man.
No, I'm back there. He was trash talking me, man. I mean,
I wasn't trash talking you.
I look up to you, man.
I was talking you up.
No, I look up to you while I'm looking down at you.
Anyone who looks up to me is a person I admire.
Do you have any good from the set stories of Pootie Tang?
You know, we were never on the set together.
Always.
Yeah.
There's some great stories of Pootie Tang. Any man who can fight with a belt.
Right.
How do you not have great stories? The man had a ponytail and a belt and had his own language. How do you not build a movie on that platform and have success? You know, it's a cult classic. People sit in their basement smoking the funny stuff while they watch it.
Yeah, and you don't even need the funny stuff.
No, you don't.
Although it helps.
It does help. It's a great movie.
To be reunited with J.B. Smoove.
My brother, we are back.
My man.
We are back,
brother. By the way, Bob said Pootie Tang 5 times during that interview.
And that's 22 fewer times than Marshawn Lynch said he was there to be fined.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign your pity on a runny kind, brother. And if you want to try to stop me, I got to say the name of.
What is happening right now?
That's when we knew that this show had the potential to go completely off the rails. All of Bob Costas' appearances, and back in the day, thanks to the largesse of Chris Long and our friends at DirecTV that birthed us, we had Mr. Smoove on as our Super Bowl correspondent for almost a decade,
many.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. YL in Pittsburgh here on the program. What's up, YL? How are you, sir?
What up, kid?
What up, man?
My man. What's up, gentlemen?
How are you, YL?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Wow. Right. What's on your mind?
It's so, I'm going to be talking about the Steelers again. Like, you know, that's my team of choice.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know, Rich, you're big on Tomlin.
I am.
And most people are, right? Most people are.
And why else
you
not?
Know, I can see why. You know, his record's pretty decent. But, you know, I hope what's going on with Rodgers now just shows you that just because of his record and what people think that he is with his team, you know, if there's another coach like Reed or a Holmgren, someone that has a similar record to Tomlin, I don't think Rodgers would have waited and still waiting this long. Nor do I think that team would have waited for him, right? I mean, he has them by the culions, right?
Good word.
You know, most not the teammates. Hayward doesn't want him on the team. Okay, I mean, how is he supposed to, you know, work with these players considering he held them out for a month? Okay.
He's here.
Tomlin just let him go.
YL, let me just top in here for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, what you just referred to, they're called Halliburtons now. That's number one. Number two, Rodgers' holdup has nothing to do. Although you can't say what's going on, right?
Nobody knows.
Because
you don't know him.
I will say this. Rodgers' holdup has nothing to do with his doubts about Mike Tomlin. I don't know what the holdup is, but it's definitely not like, I don't know if I want to play for Mike Tomlin. I mean, like, the two of them, I think, will get along famously well. And Rodgers, everywhere he has been, I'm sure, you know, he's been disliked by some in his locker room, just on the odds of it. But everywhere he's gone, everyone loves him. I mean,
he's never done this to any other team.
I don't know. There's some in Green Bay. We'll talk about some drama. And trust me, with everything that was going on with Rodgers at the draft, Packers fans, they were all like, you know, hey, not our table anymore. Tell us about that guy. What's going on with him? What's going on with Pittsburgh? Like laughing. Yeah. But he's got to come now, JL, YL, and he's going to. He's going to be there. And I appreciate the call, Wael. I know you're not terribly happy about the Pickens trade. I get it. Just hear me out here. And this is the ultimate question about it, right? You take a look. Let me call up their depth chart. Because right now, Mason Rudolph leads the depth chart.
He does.
Let us put Aaron Rodgers in there. The running back room is Jaylen Warren and then this fella, Caleb Johnson, that they just picked up from Iowa and they drafted. He's very talented. Kenneth Gainwell and Cordarrelle Patterson. Okay?
Gainwell was nice.
He gained well, sir.
He did.
Right? And Cordarrelle Patterson, you can't just say he's in the running back room because he's in the wide receiver room and he's also in the special teams room. The guy, true. So just include him everywhere. DK Metcalf, Robert Woods, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin III, Scotty Miller, Ben Skowronek, Pat Freiermuth, Darnell Washington. Okay. Now that's the skilled positions for Rodgers. Compare it to what he had with the Jets last year. Okay. And he had better with the Jets last year. The line was different, maybe. The line was different. And you know what also is different for him between last year and this year that I think is in his favor? Because you could sit here and go, well, there's no Breece Hall in that running back room. And DK, what, is he with Garrett Wilson? Are you going to say a wash? Because Garrett Wilson had a better year last year than DK Metcalf.
He did.
Oh, there's of that I would say there's no doubt. And he didn't have a great season last year. Nor did any of the Jets. Davante Adams. Is Davante Adams sitting in that room in Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. But here's the benefit, though, is his Achilles is better. It's got to be. It's just got to be. And I know it's 1 year older, but it's also based on how old it is. It's still in diapers, right?
Garrett Wilson was much better than DK.
That's what I'm saying. And so it could be a downgrade in terms of talent level, but potentially an upgrade in terms of, with all due respect, competency in the coaching department. An upgrade in terms of stability in the front office and coaching department. And the way of how things are done. And in terms of a chance to make the playoffs, Rodgers would be making an upgrade going to Pittsburgh because they make the playoffs every year, albeit don't go very far, which is the reason why people are upset about Tomlin, like our caller. Because it's been a while since they have been on par with the rest of the AFC championship game favorites. Been a while since Big Ben was rolling out the balls, you know, with AB and the rest of that offense going toe to toe with Brady or Flacco or even, you know, on the back end of Lamar, Peyton Manning. Sure.
Yeah.
Brady's been a while, but I'm just saying Rodgers is going to come. And the question is how will he mesh with the guys I just mentioned? Cause that's all who's going to be there. Now that Pickens is gone, but you're already hearing like the amount of headaches they were having with him. It's going to be addition by subtraction there. And they don't want headaches. They don't want hostages. They don't want any of those H's.
That's true.
So out they go.
Headaches, hostages, holdouts.
Yeah. They don't want any of those.
No.
So my opinion on that front. You know what I did last night, guys?
What'd you do?
No. That's Thursday. Tomorrow.
I just got let in on what you did last night.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I could put up a photograph of it.
Congratulations.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. Oh. I was a guest of Dr. Phil's, who looks a lot like Adam Ray in makeup there, for Dr. Phil Live at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard.
Awesome.
Where he had me on there. There he is with the...
Who's that ugly fellow on the right?
John Stamos.
I met him on Sunday, Rich.
Okay.
John Stamos, nice guy.
A couple of other cool, Rich Eisen Show guests of the past, Kevin Nealon. There's nice. Eric Andre, who I don't believe I've seen for 10 years. Yeah. And there we were in the back room.
Nice.
The Comedy Store, If Only Those Walls Could Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And me being a former stand-up comic, being able to get out there on the main stage at the Comedy Store.
I mean, Rich.
And
were you?
Dr. Phil was throwing some curveballs my way, as you might imagine. Had me do play-by-play of some videos that some of Dr. Phil's fans sent in.
Oh, goodness.
I asked him for some help on some
sports
on some questions.
Videos? Or
not sports videos.
Okay.
Just, you know, a lot of pratfalls, a lot of stuff.
Got it.
I did my play-by-play.
Sure.
He was working blue. I worked a little bit blue. What a blast, man.
He does it great.
Lying around the corner, down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, down the street, around the corner.
That's fun.
It was fun. Being in front of a live audience is nothing like it, man.
That's fun.
Nothing like it. It was a lot of fun last night.
Nice.
Do my stand-up. Thank
love
you.
Love it.
I appreciate that.
That's cool. Yeah,
that is cool.
So funny. Adam had literally just texted me like 10 minutes
like
ago.
Like what? What is he texting you about?
He said, I think, hold on, let me say. And I quote, he said, your boy killed it last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Adam must have heard from Dr. Phil about it. You know? I asked Dr. Phil to help me out
with
my issues of being angry with moronic drivers, still slowing down once I pass them to see what they look like, even though I don't think that there's any sort of like standard look for moronic drivers.
No.
And then
it's
he
just
said,
a stare.
And then he said something very off color and very lowbrow. I responded. That's the sort of byplay that was up on the stage. I might have dropped the word taint on that main stage, which is great. I'm checking off boxes for myself professionally. And I'm still checking to see if I'm employed by the National Football League.
Was Stamos playing drums? What was he doing?
I don't know, because he was on last and I was long gone, pal.
Oh, so you weren't all up together?
No. It was one by one. Kevin Nealon started, then I went, and then I think I have a photograph of the order of the set list. I might have sent that to you, Hoskins. So I took two pictures last night. Whatever I sent you earlier this morning. I took a selfie of yours truly and Dr. Phil. McGraw. And
as you should.
Yeah. And then the guest list, like one by one by one. And it just, that probably went on until 11 o'clock at night.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I was gone. Let's go hours. See you later. Out the door. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Looks like we got Billy in Cleveland wants to chime in. What's up, Billy?
Billy.
You're on.
I think it's over, Rich. I'm 60 years old, lived in Cleveland my whole life. Between the Browns, the Indians, and the Cavaliers have just, I can't do it anymore. I get emotionally involved in these teams. I mean, if it's not Trevor Bauer cutting his hand on a drone and bleeding out in the American League Championship Series in Toronto, now the Cavaliers, the guy's got a stubbed toe, the other guy gets fouled, and, you know, it's over. There's no sense in being a Cleveland fan.
Oh.
Because this kind of stuff happens every single time.
Okay, Billy. So I'm glad. Hold on a second. I needed to jump in here and ask a question. When you say it's over, you're talking about your Cleveland fandom, not like you're the basketball version of Carl on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's friend who was a Jet friend, a Jet fan. You're not ending it all, Billy, right? You're just your fandom.
I might have to read a book. I might have to go to a museum.
Oh, my God.
Walk around an arboretum or listen to the Cleveland Orchestra.
Oh, rock and roll fame.
It's over.
Hey, no, Billy, you just enrich your life. You can enrich. Do you want us to make up a certificate for you, Billy, in Cleveland, that is all-encompassing? Like, includes Guardians, Cavs,
everything.
Browns. Really? Right? You want us to do that? Yes?
No, I would love it. Any help you can give me, I would love it.
Jay Felly is here because he's here to help practice the feud when Susie joins us to play the feud in a couple minutes. Jay, can you make up one of these certificates?
I'm on it.
For Billy in Cleveland. Billy, I mean, once this happens, it's binding.
Done.
Are you going to pick a new team, Billy? Like, what's the future?
Yeah, the Philharmonic.
Yeah,
you just heard.
I can help you pick a new team. I'm good at that.
I'm done. No more sports. Hey, Brockman, by the way, are you going to get lucky again where, like, Halliburton will get hurt like last year in the conference final? Just walk their way into another championship where they have so many banners. They might need a new arena just to hang another banner.
Billy, I'll send you a jersey. I'll send you a duck boat, my friend.
We got the one lone, you know, LeBron banner in the Cleveland arena. It's like an orphan child. There's no other banners up there. There's like Nate Thurman's jersey. He got retired because he played for the Cavs for like a week and a half.
Yeah, it's like Milan High, right? It's like the Hoosiers. There's in Milan. There's only one banner up there. And Billy, you know, I'm going to let it slide that you're just in grief that you didn't disrespect me, the Knicks fan, by pointing out that the Celtics are going to advance and win it all. You know, then they're down 1-0 after bricking 45 threes, Billy.
Well, the Celtics will get lucky. Like, you know, Cat will break an ankle.
Hold on, Billy.
Walk into another one and everybody. You know,
walk
whatever.
Into another one.
I'm out.
Billy's out.
Yeah.
Put him on hold because he needs to. Get on the certificate for Billy. Billy, where has Billy been for 10 plus years?
Great call.
Yeah.
That was great. He came in. Full of despair, despondency, and
explained
then,
why
and
he
then,
was
but going out the door, just like spitting his last breath in Brockman's direction, spite in the direction of the Boston sports fan, while disrespecting the New York sports fan. That was a big ocean spray of disrespect.
Yep.
It's good
by Billy in Cleveland going out the door.
Well done, Billy.
All right, so Jay Felly is here. And it's not just because he's a lead pipe wielding professional.
Yeah, he is.
It's two things. He wanted the Arby's. He heard that there was some free food from our first hour guest.
That's true.
And also he knew that we're about to get ready and we're start to go through our training camp for Celebrity
camp.
Family
I like
Feud.
This. Are these OTAs?
What we've decided to do is we've decided to play a round two or three of Family Feud every day on this show up until the time we next week, at the end of next week, go and record the episode on Friday of next week, where we'll all be gone and it'll be a Rich Eisen show takeover by the Women's Sports Now cast and crew. So who better to kick this off to play the Steve Harvey role than Susie Schuster is going to join us next. Well done, Mike. That's next.
Go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Okay. Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, where you can see Women's Sports Now midnight tonight, all day Thursday, every episode. As soon as Thursday hits, you can see the newest episode. Susie Schuster is here.
Hello.
Ooh. Renee Montgomery is back after a one-week break. Sarah Tiana, Colleen Wolf, Women's Sports Now, every single Thursday. Good to see you, Suze. How are you? So, listen. There's lots going on around here. And I'm glad that you're here because there's lots to settle in advance of our family feud, celebrity family feud appearance against the Dan Patrick Show.
Are you nervous?
No.
No.
Nice. That, as you know, that's what Dan Patrick asked me to haze me.
Day one, right?
Oh, no, yeah. Not day one. It was like month one on SportsCenter back in the day. Long story short, though.
On the second floor across the skywalk?
There's many things that we have to hammer out. You guys were talking about what to wear. Obviously, this is Susie's
You guys
department.
Have got to get ready.
She's in her third decade of telling me know, that doesn't look good on
saying
you.
I'm saying we need to come up with some sort of coordination. Everyone kind of color matches on this show, and you were just kind of like, nah.
Because like what color matches? Like what would our what's the color?
Like everyone wear blue, a blue shirt.
You
or
guys should
a purple
get
shirt,
coordinated. Or, you have to go
like what?
You,
like what? Give me a for instance. Because you hate it when I wear Rich Eisen show gear.
We're not doing that.
Because it's awkward when you walk through airports wearing your own gear.
All right, but what if I'm on ABC television, Celebrity Family Feud, wearing Rich Eisen show gear? That's weak sauce. Isn't
I think
it?
You all should go in with the quarter zips.
Oh,
quarter zip.
Like me?
You're not going to convince him to wear quarters. Yeah, the guy in the corner
TJ
is not wearing a quarter.
That's not, I got the quarter zip.
Sweet TJ. TJ, what if I get you a really cute quarter zip?
Cute, again, wrong word choice.
Yeah. What do you want
to
wear?
Can you guys focus on what's important? Let's play the feud. Yeah. Well, because I mean, do you want to know a little?
Wait.
Do you want a little intel?
What do you mean, intel? What do you mean?
They're talking about it a lot.
I know. You were listening to Dan as you listen to Dan every single day.
That's because they're scared, Suze.
They are.
They're scared.
Are they scared? Like, what would
they're
you?
Scared.
What
they're
would
carrying
be?
A big stick.
Yeah. Guess what? Ours is bigger.
We got a kendo stick.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying?
We got Halliburton.
We got Halliburton.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We got Halliburton.
We got Jay Felly.
No,
did you? You made it seem like they were talking smack about you, but now on second thought, they never were talking smack about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's not quite how it happened.
What do you mean?
They had a caller call in and say, "Well, a year and a half ago, Rich said he would use his team plus a random engineer."
I've never talked about Celebrity Family Feud.
That's what the call was
ever.
But,
okay.
So
and you were the random engineer?
Well, a year and a half ago, no, but that's what I was told.
Random engineer? What are you doing?
You are so far from a random engineer. Exactly. And by the way, he didn't ask me, so I'm just saying, like, you know.
That's a plant.
Yeah.
Well, you and Colleen and Sarah.
We have to hold down the mothership. Yeah.
It's a Women's Sports Now Friday takeover next week.
Listen, you guys. Stop being such a bunch of pansies. Focus.
Wow.
Get ready. Practice. You guys should be talking to yourselves and like doing like
night,
random quizzes at home.
We've been doing them after the show.
Let's go.
This week. Yeah. I watched last night.
Okay.
I think a quarter zip.
Yeah,
and then we'll give TJ something special.
I know what I'm gonna wear. I don't know what I'm gonna wear.
I got mine.
Right now, this is not giving off a sign of preparedness.
No, we're not.
Doesn't matter. When you win, doesn't mean anything. It's when you win.
You get all dressed.
That's exactly it.
It's odd that you would say it doesn't matter what you wear.
Exactly. I wear free stuff. I'll wear all free stuff. I'm going to bring
fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Just want to let you know about our friends at Hyundai. More than just a car company, their mission goes beyond the road itself. Hyundai is committed to improving the journey of life for everyone in every way they can. With that in mind, Hyundai's Hope on Wheels focuses on raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer. As one of the leading nonprofit pediatric cancer charities in America, Hyundai Hope on Wheels funds innovative research in children's oncology and partners with doctors, researchers, and medical institutions nationwide. I'm thrilled to just let everyone know, because we talk about Hyundai vehicles every single day. They've been consistently donating and providing grants to what's near and dear to my heart, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. For 13 years, they've awarded over $3 million, $3.1 million, as a matter of fact. This is one of the 175 prominent medical institutions across the nation receiving funding from Hyundai Hope on Wheels. Hyundai, doing what's right for people through actions, not words. Susie Schuster is here, everybody.
Hey.
Getting ready to record the latest episode of Women's Sports Now. You and Colleen and Sarah will be taking over the Rich Eisen Show next Friday when all of us head to Atlanta to take down Dan Patrick in the Celebrity Family Feud that we're recording. So we figured, as we're getting set to prepare, we need to play this game every single day. And who better to start it with than you to play the role of Steve Harvey?
Well, thanks,
Susie.
Because I do love Steve Harvey.
Right.
My favorite, it's a GIF, right? Is that, you say a GIF, right?
It's
my
whatever
favorite
you like.
GIF or whatever
GIF,
it's
GIF.
Called.
Sure, whatever.
Is it a GIF?
Sure.
My favorite is just him looking at the camera like.
in disgust.
Yeah.
And horrified. So, I use it maybe 7 or 8 times a week.
And who's
it's my favorite?
Who's the favorite of one of us, as Jay Felly has joined the program in advance of preparing for this? Who's the one of us that is most likely to provide that Steve Harvey gift?
It's not even a question.
You, right?
It's not even a question.
And it's Fritz for Dan, right?
100%.
Right?
Yeah. Minus money, big on both of those two being okay. Ones. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's that money being wagered?
I'm sure you can bet on Celebrity Family Feud. God. You know what I mean?
All right. So you have...
Where are you going to slot the guys?
Great question. I think it's me one, Brockman two, TJ three, Del Tufo 4 and Jay Felly 5.
That puts a lot of pressure on Felly.
Only if it gets to the tiebreaker.
Yeah, it goes to the tiebreaker. Right,
but you can handle the pressure. You remediate
moles. He's good.
Like you say, you save households from major renovations.
Yeah.
He's a hero.
We got it.
He drives the best car out of any of us.
He really does.
So I'm not worried about that. And TJ brings game show experience.
Yep, I got
that. That's why I got you in the middle. Boom. I think that's where we go.
I mean, I did offer to play, be the anchor and bring it home.
But there's no guarantee you would get the...
That's true.
I mean, I got to get your game show experience.
Yeah. That is true. You need that. And all I'm right. Fully focused, man, to quote 50 Cent, too.
Oh, my God.
Money on my mind.
So you have three Family Feud topics.
Topics. Oh,
all right, Mike Del Tufo, hit the music.
Let's go.
Here we go. We have not seen them.
Turn on the music.
Top four answers on the board.
Before you start, Susie, do we tap? Do we
just
yell?
No, I think we're just going around.
I just gave the order. Top four answers on the board.
Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. Name something that you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now.
Play.
Who goes first?
Which one first, clearly?
Play games.
Yeah.
Rockman, what do you got?
No. Is it on the board?
Is it on the board?
It's on the board.
Which is what?
What number?
It's the number two.
Number two answer.
19 points. Play, toys, recess.
Which means Dan would have a chance to steal here.
He would.
Okay.
Number one answer is going to be nap.
Oh, my God. Number one answer. 64 points for you. Nap. Nicely done. That's why he's the number two. Right.
TJ, man, TJ.
That was mine. Go home early?
Ooh.
Oh, that's not bad.
Show me go home early. Oh, Mike,
take a nap.
He just.
Oh my God!
Are you listening?
I was in the back too. I'm sorry.
So you need to X yourself.
I'll X myself.
X yourself out.
Now, Felly. This is what we're talking about.
Can we say
about.
Snacks?
Here we go.
There's a lot of pressure.
Well, first you took nap. I was gonna say snacks or candy.
Snacks. Eating.
Do I get snacks?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm listening. All right. Back,
three snacks is four.
Number three.
I'm going to go coloring.
Number three.
Oh.
Son of a kindergarten teacher.
Yes. Coloring. Son of a kindergarten teacher. All right. Hey. All right.
Let's
so we got all four. We just cleared the board.
That's tough with only four answers.
I got two more.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. Top six answers on the board.
Six.
Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear. He says it twice.
Going to church or
to wear a certain outfit.
Going to church.
Yeah.
As number four.
Okay, number four.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit.
Yeah, I was going to say church too. I'm going to say a funeral.
How many kids brought to a funeral?
Mikey, there you go.
How many funerals have you brought your kid to? Come on, let's focus.
I've been to a bunch of funerals.
TJ?
Halloween trick-or-treating.
Number three, 20 points. Nicely done, TJ.
All right, have you been able to use your other ear?
Yeah, now I can actually listen to you guys.
Would you like me to read the question again?
I say birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday. X himself again.
Wow.
Oh my God, Del Tufo.
That's a good answer, Mike.
Philly, there's a lot of answers on the board.
I mean, I hope it doesn't overlay with church, but weddings.
Weddings.
Number one answer! 26 points!
Come on!
Easter was number two.
We can still go around. We can keep going until we get three strikes.
You should try.
They're not three strikes?
No.
That was only two strikes.
Okay, here we go. I'll go with Easter.
No, you can't go with Easter.
All right, so how many answers are left?
Two left. Brockman?
No, hold on. I'll go again since you gave away Easter there. Job interview.
It's a kid, Rich.
Child labor laws over here.
I don't know. We're saying, what's our gender?
You got nothing to say.
Honestly, that's what we're saying to our 16-year-old every day.
But we don't force him to wear an outfit. He's wearing like a Taylor Swift sweatshirt.
What are the other two?
That's three X's.
Number five, Christmas. Do I hear Christmas?
Okay. All right, yeah.
And then school picture days. You guys.
I would never have gotten that.
All right,
here we go. A minute and a half left.
Let's go quick. Name something people might only do once a week.
Only do once a week.
Top five answers on the board.
Oh, my God. Only do once a week. Exercise.
All right, exercise. 21 points.
That's what I was going to say.
That was three.
Bathe.
What?
Gross.
That's disgusting.
We're talking to people at the mall.
Oh, my God.
What?
Grocery shopping.
TJ's grocery shopping.
TJ, 25 points has the second answer on the board.
Oh, you guys are leaving this to me?
Mike, you're going to go fourth. You're going to have a lot left to you.
Mike, name something people might only do once a week.
Oh, my God.
Call their mother back in New Jersey.
Call their mother.
Oh, my God. Mr. Wonderful. No, Mikey.
That's a
good
joke.
Good Lord.
That was a joke.
I'll go with shave.
Shave.
Yeah, that should be up there.
No. Guys, it's a bunch of dummies. I mean,
What's the number one answer?
We'll try one more.
Number one answer is laundry, guys. Laundry.
27, followed by grocery shop with 25. Exercise, 21. Go to church, 15. Mow the yard, 12.
It's a good one.
I hope they don't see Danny Noonan again.
Those are good.
Good luck, guys. We got a lot of work. Day one.
Day one.
I'm not feeling good right now.
I mean, I don't feel at all.
Well, you weren't great either.
I mean, you were like the top, you weren't lighting it up either. Exactly, Rich. I got it started.
This
is going great.
Family feud.
No, we're not feuding. We don't have to leave town.
Going great.
Seems proud.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.